Vermont, Martha's Vineyard, summer 1994. We divided our time that June, July, and August between the two places we loved the most. The first half of the summer we spent at our farm in Vermont, and the second half on Martha's Vineyard. I had never been more happy in my life, and that particular summer stays with me like a treasured dream. What I remember most about that August, though, was staring at Tracy on the beach. I've always enjoyed seeing my wife in a bathing suit, but now I was paying particular attention to one part of her anatomy, her belly. Just 8 weeks into her pregnancy, only she and I could tell that she was beginning to show. Manhattan, October 1994. The examination table was inclined, positioning Tracy so that even as the obstetrician glided the transducer over her gently rounded belly, they both had a clear view of the sonogram monitor. Or would have, had I not been in the way. Mike, you're hogging the TV. Sorry, honey. I'd forgotten my glasses and was crowding the screen. This would be our first look at the new baby, and I was nervous, but not for any specific reason. We both knew that there was virtually no chance of our child inheriting my disease. The doctors had also assured us, before we even conceived, that my PD meds posed no risk. I was just nervous because, hell, all dads are nervous at moments like this. And there it was. Perfect. But wait, something strange was happening. The spine was dividing, splitting in half clean down the center, and now it was opening like a pair of scissors. What the hell? Look at that, I sputtered. Does that mean... But I could already hear Tracy laughing. Twins, the obstetrician said. I turned to look at Tracy just in time to see and hear her repeat the same word. Twins. Oh my God, I said to Tracy, my face breaking into a smile. There's two of them.